Welcome to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Here's Alex Cook.
High school volleyball is live and on the air. A very good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us here tonight. And we are coming to you from Richard Sundberg Gymnasium here in Ashland, where tonight the Hatchets will be taking on the Orr Dockers of Ashland in their first regular season road non-conference match of the year. Tomahawk got off to a bit of a rough start in the Warhawk Open, but they finished strong. They finished winning the silver bracket, a 4-4 record overall, including having wins over Clinton, Kenosha Tremper, Whitewater, and Jefferson in their first eight matches. This is a team that obviously lost Megan Scholes last year due to her graduating. They have a lot of players coming back, though, and they've got a very senior-heavy roster. They've got 8 of the 12 players on this roster that are seniors today. They also have returning starters, Claire Auburn and Emerson Lang. Look for them to be key contributors along with Macy Jankowicz here throughout the season. Meanwhile, on the other side, they got the Ashland Orr Dockers. Ashland did lose a lot of bodies as well. They lost a few key players, including their first and second team all-conference players from last year. They're currently 3-4. They competed in the Onalaska invite last week. They ended up beating Cumberland, Iowa Grant, and GET. They lost to Webster, Green Bay Preble, Cuba City, and Richland Center in a very, very tight final match there. So again, these two teams met also last year. Tomahawk was swept by Ashland. This is one of few losses for Tomahawk last year. They only lost 10 matches all season long, including a 20-match winning streak, headed all the way into the sectional final, where they ultimately lost to Appleton Xavier. There's going to be a lot of new faces on this Hatchet team this year, including a few key players, maybe a lot of players that you don't know a lot about. Should be an interesting one. It's also the beginning of a new era for Tomahawk volleyball. Keith Hansey stepping back due to some family issues. He is now coaching the JV1 team. He'll also join me in the broadcast once that JV1 game has been completed. Taking over for Tomahawk is Katie Denton coming in, she's from Washington State originally, and she has coached high school volleyball all across the country. She is looking to lead this Hatchet team back into a deep postseason run this year. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back to the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show, we'll hear from new Hatchet head volleyball coach Katie Denton to get her thoughts on tonight's match. And we'll also have Keith Hansey join us after the JV1 match to get his thoughts on what to expect tonight. You're listening to the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show here on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
As your local insurance agent in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that fits your needs best, personalized to help you make smarter choices about insurance. Calhoun Insurance Agency has the knowledge and combined experience of 30-plus years to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting close to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance Agency will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance Agency, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
When the professionals at Tomahawk Eye Care check your eyes, you'll get a complete examination. That includes checks for cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetes. Get it done fast. With their on-site lab, they can fill single vision prescriptions within just 1 hour. Come on in and get speedy and effective service. Find your style. They have more than 1,000 frames to choose from and quite a variety of brands. They accept insurance policies from many different providers, including Medicare and Wisconsin Medicaid. Tomahawk Eye Care, North 4th Street in Tomahawk.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk can help you buy the property of your dreams or help you sell your property. Ed and Chris Rosh have 40-plus years of combined experience selling in the North Woods, from country homes to city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting land, waterfront homes, and commercial properties. Call Woodland Lakes Realty, 224-3800. Stop by their office on North 4th Street. All their properties are online at woodlandlakesrealty.com. The smart, no-hassle way to buy or sell your property. Woodland Lakes Realty, Tomahawk.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I have with me Tomahawk head volleyball coach, Katie Denton. Katie, thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get right into this here. Why don't you start off by telling me what you thought of your team's performance at UW-Whitewater last weekend?
We had a lot of information from that tournament. So we went down there, I think, expecting it to go one way, and it went all other directions, which was a really good experience. Everybody got opportunities to contribute and play, and so the picture's now becoming a lot more clear.
So right now, as you look at this particular team and this performance, you went 4-4 over the weekend, winning the silver bracket. What did you like the most about your team's performance over the weekend?
I think basically that it was a team effort and everybody got to step in and fill in where they were needed. I also think that we served strong, our serve-receive passing was strong, and we're going to continue working on our defense and blocking.
So right now, as you look at this particular team, as we talked about last Wednesday when you were on the sports queue, this is a very senior-heavy team. Why don't you give me a few players that you expect to play significantly big roles for this season?
For this season, I am going to be looking towards our libero, Sammy, for big plays in the back row, including starting us off with that first pass on serve receive. I'm looking to Macy to make plays out of the middle in the front row. And not a senior, but I'm also looking at Sienna Calkins to make sure to get in there and be a dominate. Sorry, shoot.
I can easily edit it out. Okay. Go ahead. Just start your statement again.
Okay. And I'm looking at Sienna to be a dominant force on the middle and possibly outside.
You know, right now, as you look at this particular team and you look at the schedule in front of you, how excited are you to compete in this Great Northern Conference with some pretty stiff competition?
I'm really excited. There was some moments over the weekend where these kids battled and came back from a deep deficit and then ended up turning it around and winning. So I know that they're there to work. They're there to fight. and they are going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that they make plays and make things happen. So it's looking good.
Well, that is definitely good to hear. You get your first test here tonight. You take on the Ashland or Dockers. This is an Ashland team that actually defeated Tomahawk last year. They swept them in three straight sets. The players that have returned definitely know the significance of this particular game. What are you going to be looking for tonight?
Tonight, we are looking again for that balanced offensive attack. We are looking for steady defense and making sure that our game plan, just from looking at the video from last year, we have sort of a game plan sketched out that hopefully is a roadmap to win.
So again, Tomahawk takes on the Ashland or Dockers tonight up in Ashland. First serve is at 7 o'clock. Katie Denton, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show right after this here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2 for 1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. That's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cashback checking. Or if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 3% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchet's card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchet's pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
Good luck, Hatchets, from the school district of Tomahawk in tonight's game. The administration, teachers, and support staff welcome our district students back for another exciting school year starting on September 1st. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff is looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk district, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us. And follow the district on Facebook also. And go get 'em, Hatchets, from the school district of Tomahawk.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
The United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches. USW 248 is honored to be a part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Thank you very much to Miss Katie Denton for stopping by and taking time out of her busy schedule to talk with me. And we have another coach that's in the broadcast booth with us tonight, Keith Hansey. Keith, welcome back to the booth, my friend.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back in here.
Yeah, definitely is good. So, obviously, I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Tomahawk, they did pretty well against some pretty stiff competition in the Warhawk Open. They went 4-4. They got wins over some pretty tough opponents. What is going to be the key for them to getting the victory here tonight against the Soradocker squad?
Right now, the key is going to be passing. They got to have good passes up to that setter. From there, then you open your whole playbook. If passes are behind that 10-foot line, if they're not on the target, it eliminates probably 70% of the plays that you can run. So I want to see good passing today and getting it to that setter and getting some kills.
And there's going to be a lot of new faces on this Tomahawk squad, not only with Megan Schultz graduating, but Alyssa Zahner graduating as well. Clara Albert, Macy Jankowicz are coming back, as well as Emerson Lang. There's still going to be three new starters on this Hatchet squad.
Yes.
Meanwhile, on the other side, you've got the Ashland Orr-Dockers. This is an Ashland team that also lost a lot of bodies last year. They lost three key players as well, including their first and second team all-conference players. They have their honorable mention coming back, Sonia Root as well, who is their setter. What makes this Ashland team tough to beat?
Last year, they were scrappy, and they had two very good outside hitters. So that was a problem we had. They had a great setter, and the outside hitters kind of dominated the game. They could hit line, they could hit cross, they could tip at the right time. They had very good vision. So Ashland, obviously, they're going to have to replace those girls, just like we have to replace ours. So I'm curious to see, because I haven't seen any film on them, how they're playing this year, but... So as long as Tomahawk can get the block up, start defending, see what they got, settle in, and then take it to them.
Again, Ashland is 3-4 on the season. They went 3-4 in the Unalaska invite last week. They got some wins. They got wins over Cumberland, Iowa Grant, and GET last week as well. They're currently 3-4. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball on WJJQ.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill. Support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals. 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's right along North 4th Street.
Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet Athletics. Riley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Riley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at RileyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student-athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student-athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mayer Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you... That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student-athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on!
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansen coming to you from Sunberg Gymnasium in Ashland, where tonight we've got Tomahawk's first road non-conference match of the season as they take on the Ashland Orr Dockers. Let's now go over tonight's starting lineups. First, for the Orr Dockers of Ashland. Ashland, the right side hitter, junior number 2, Molly McCune. Middle hitter, sophomore number 3, Ava Maratchik. Your outside hitters are senior number 6, Hannah Bockler. Senior number 11, Cassidy Lustig. Their setter is senior number 20, Sonia Root. And their other right side hitter will be senior number 30, Morgan Anderson. And Ashland's libero is sophomore number 1, Savannah Zach. The Orr Dockers are coached by Sarah Maratchik, currently sitting at 3-4 after the Onalaska invite they competed in last week. Now the starting lineups for your Tomahawk Hatchets. Tonight's center for Tomahawk is senior number 8, Chloe Buckwalter. Outside hitters are junior number 11, Claire Albert, and senior number 5, Emerson Lang. Middle back players are senior number 14, Macy Jankowitz, and sophomore number 10, Sienna Calkins. Tomahawk's defensive specialist is junior number 1, Sarah Gaybauer, and Tomahawk's libero is senior number 6, Samantha Gaybauer. The Hatchets are coached by Katie Denton. Again, Tomahawk went 4-4 in the UW-Whitewater Open over the weekend, including some wins against some really stiff competition. The teams that they went up against were Clinton, Heritage Christian of New Berlin, Kenosha Tremper, New Berlin Eisenhower, Milton, Lakeside Lutheran, Whitewater, and Jefferson. Keith, looking at this Hatchet team, this is a very veteran team. A lot of seniors on this squad. Who do you think is going to be the key contributors for the squad this year?
I think, obviously, our back row has to be. We've got an all-conference libero and Sammy coming back. She's going to be running that defense in the back, getting it up. Macy had a ton of kills last year. I like to see her take charge this year. If you can get that middle running, it opens up the outsides. So I'm looking for our outside hitters. Also, Claire, she's been doing a lot. We got Emerson moving from the right side over to the outside, which I watched her play down in Whitewater quite a bit, so she was hitting all over the place. Got to get those hits in, got to get good sets, and get the momentum, keep the momentum going.
And the big thing also with this Tomahawk team, you not only have a lot of seniors, but you also are replacing a couple of really good players. Obviously, Megan Schultz went to DePaul. You had Alyssa Zahner, who was top 3 on the team in kills from last year. This is a Hatchet team. Not a lot of people know a lot about this squad.
Right.
It's very interesting to see what Tomahawk has, and also under new head coach Katie Denton.
Yes. And we do have some sophomores coming up. Sienna Calkins, I look for good things out of her. We've got Sophie Olson. She played last year on varsity at the end, so she has a little experience. I'm curious to see if she's going to be setting, if she's going to be a DS, or where she's going to fit in.
And again, this Tomahawk team, they are looking to try and get this regular season started off on a high note. They won the silver bracket in UW-Whitewater. They're looking to also exact revenge on this Ashland team who swept them last year.
Yes.
And you know that all too well.
I do. I do.
We're going to go ahead and take another break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show right after this here on WJJQ.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student-athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
At Rylander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. Here's what Josh had to say about Rylander Toyota. Excellent and efficient service. One quick stop and you're out the door with your new whip. Also, free ices. Insert smiley emoji. Experience the Rylander Toyota difference yourself and let us welcome you to our family.
Hilge's LP Gas of Tomahawk reminds you if your summer plans include a building or remodeling project, then think Carrier for your home or business heating and cooling operations and available at Hilge's. With the new line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilge's are dedicated to improving your quality of life. And during the summer season, your furnace plays a vital role in moving refreshing, conditioned air from your cooling system through your home or business. So no matter what your home comfort needs, you can count on Carrier and Hilge's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilge's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue or call Hilge's at 453-3505.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Sunbird Gymnasium here in Ashland, where today we got Tomahawk's first non-conference road matchup of the season, taking on the Ashland Ore Dockers. And Keith, this is a Tomahawk team that went to the sectional final last year, lost to Appleton Xavier. You obviously know a lot about that. What's it going to take for this Tomahawk team to compete in the Great Northern Conference this year?
Just being steady. Being steady, consistent, having good passes, good setting. As you know, we've got a couple different new setters.
Yep.
They've set in the past, but not in the varsity experience. We were fortunate enough to have a great setter for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the setters are going to have to grow a lot and quickly. That's what the beauty of that Whitewater tournament is. Great competition. It's very tough. But you also use it to look at your lineups and see what works. And that's kind of a... a good gauge, so you can start picking your lineup for your home games and your dual meets just like this.
And the big thing is with this Hatchet team, this is a Tomahawk team that won the Great Northern Conference last year. They came back. Right now, you would consider probably Mosinee the front runner in that conference as well. You could definitely make an argument, though, that Tomahawk could repeat as back-to-back champions this year.
Oh, definitely. I don't see any reason why they can't. They've got the talent. They got the girls. They got the drive. I mean, all these girls, they played club volleyball all winter in preparation for this, and they've been working hard all summer in the summer league, open gyms, contact days. So I just want to see them come out with a lot of fire, a lot of energy, don't get down, and play Tomahawk volleyball.
Yeah, and again, they're operating on a new coach in Katie Denton. Katie coming here from out of state, but she has had a lot of experience coaching at the high school level across the country.
Yeah.
Her and her husband, Jeff, are up here at this moment in time. They are looking to try and keep this Hatchet program about as high as you can have.
Yes, yep, and they're great coaches, tons of experience. Jess, he also played volleyball when he was in the Air Force over in Europe. He's a big middle. Mm-hmm. So, and Katie is Coach Denton is a setter. She set in college. So that's really going to help with young setters.
Yes,
and
it
setters
is.
That don't have the experience yet. So that it's almost like the perfect fit. They're going to help the middles. They're going to help that. They help the outsides and the defense. I mean, they know every aspect of the game. So,
and again, in talking with Katie Denton, she is the kind of coach that will try and steady the ship, keep everybody at an even keel, which is what you want, especially with a team like Tomahawk.
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and take another break. We'll be back with more of the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball on WJJQ.
Tomahawk Builders Supply, located at 120 North Railway Street, has been proudly serving the Tomahawk area since 1975. Tomahawk Builders Supply offers expert service and a selection of materials and competitive prices right here locally without having to drive out of town. Whether you're a building contractor or a household handyman, you will find what you need available Monday through Saturday at Tomahawk Builders Supply, just a block north of downtown on Railway Street. Phone 453-2757 and good luck Hatchets from Evan, Amanda, and the staff at Tomahawk Builders Supply.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, salutes the extra dedication and effort of the Hatchet student-athletes, the managers, and the coaches. They make the commitment to represent our school and community through the extracurricular activities they do. They do their best each and every day. Our Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union thanks all the listeners for your support of the Tomahawk School District, and good luck, Hatchets.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk, phone 224-3182 and online generationsfuneral.com.
It's summertime sandwich season at Triggs. There's bread and there's buns in the bakery at your local Triggs store, but the meat department is the place to go to get the good stuff that goes in between. Triggs all-natural boneless pork cutlets are $3.99 a pound. Triggs Smokehouse brat patties, 2 pounds for $11. Certified Angus thin-sliced boneless sirloin tip steak at $5.99 a pound, and Gerber Amish Farms fresh boneless skinless chicken breast at $6.49 a pound. Everything you need to build a better sandwich is at Triggs Summertime Sandwich Sale today at Triggs.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and Athletes. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwoods since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
The employees and management at the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill are proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making our area a great place to live. They are active in the life of our community, in our schools, churches, government, and organizations large and small. Good luck, Hatchets. We're proud of you from everyone at the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey with you. This elongated version of the Fairman Orthodontics coaches show, if you will. Keith, I'll go ahead and give you some final thoughts on what you can expect from this Tomahawk team tonight.
I expect to see a lot of energy coming out. They did great at that Whitewater tournament. They ended with two straight wins. So keep that momentum going. You're at somebody else's gym, so you got to keep your energy up even higher, because the stands are filling up. They're going to have a student section, so yep. you got to ignore that and keep that fire going.
And this is the lone non-conference match that Tomahawk has outside of an invite before they begin Great Northern Conference play. So this is a very good tune-up game, if you will, for the Hatchets here tonight.
Definitely.
And again, just a quick reminder, if you want to go ahead and find a list of Hatchet broadcasts throughout the course of the fall, just go check out our website, WJJQ.com. We'll also have broadcasts of the NFL games that are scheduled on there in case you would like to tune in, because the NFL season begins in just over a week. That's finally going to wrap up the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. When we come back, first serve from Ashland. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
As your local insurance agent in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that fits your needs best, personalized to help you make smarter choices about insurance. Calhoun Insurance Agency has the knowledge and combined experience of 30-plus years to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting close to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance Agency will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance Agency, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet athletes.
When the professionals at Tomahawk Eye Care check your eyes, you'll get a complete examination. That includes checks for cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetes. Get it done fast. With their on-site lab, they can fill single vision prescriptions within just 1 hour. Come on in and get speedy and effective service. Find your style. They have more than 1,000 frames to choose from and quite a variety of brands. They accept insurance policies from many different providers, including Medicare and Wisconsin Medicaid. Tomahawk Eye Care, North 4th Street in Tomahawk.
And welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Richard D. Sundberg Gymnasium here in Ashland. And again, tonight we've got Tomahawk's first non-conference road match of the season as they take on the Ashland Ore Dockers. Getting set for tonight's matches, this is the first of five volleyball matches we will have throughout the course of the regular season. We'll also be covering them during the postseason as well. So, Keith, sandwiched in between this, in between two invitationals for Tomahawk, is this one match. After this, they're going to have another invite right away on Saturday when they travel down to DC Everest.
Yes, that's also a tough one. You got all the WASA teams down there, so that's another good test for them. But I look for them tonight to take all that momentum from this weekend. Come out on fire, getting their passes, getting their sets, getting their kills, and taking it to this team.
And the big thing also with Tomahawk, they're looking for revenge because they were swept by this Ashland team last year.
Yeah.
And two of the three sets had more points in it. They went into extra points, and Tomahawk ended up losing both those sets. I believe it was 26-24 in the first set and 30-28 in the second one.
They were very tight.
So again, this Tomahawk team, they are looking to get this regular season going on a high note. Again, on the other side, Ashland, they got off to a pretty decent start in the Onalaska invite they had over in the Omni Arena this past week. They got three wins in their seven matches throughout the course of that tournament. And now here, they have their first home match of the season, and both teams are looking to get this regular season going very quickly. And the big thing to look for also, again, Ashland, they only have eight players on their roster this year. So it's a very thin roster for this Ashland team. They do have a couple of girls that they brought up from JV to fill in on the bench in case anyone gets hurt.
Yeah.
So something to keep in mind for that as well. Let's go ahead and reiterate the starting lineups for tonight's match. First off, for the Ore Dockers of Ashland, their libero is a sophomore, number one, Savannah Zach. Right hitters are junior, number two, Molly Kewen, and senior, number 30, Morgan Anderson. Middle hitter is sophomore, number three, Ava Moravchik. Outside hitters are senior number six, Hannah Bachler, and number 11, Cassidy Lustig. And their returning honorable mention all-conference setter, senior number 20, Sonia Root. The Ore Dockers are coached by Sarah Moravchik. For the Hatchets, their starters for tonight, starting as center, senior number eight, Chloe Buckwalter. Outside hitters are junior number 11, Claire Albert, and senior number five, Emerson Lang. Middle back is senior number 14, Macy Jankowitz, and sophomore number 10, Sienna Calkins. Defensive specialist is junior number one, Sarah Gaybauer, and their libero tonight is senior number six, Sammy Gaybauer. Hatches are coached by Katie Denton in her first year as Tomahawk head coach, taking over for you, Keith, from last season. All right, we're just about ready to get things going here. Good to have you along here on this Tuesday evening for some Hatchet Volleyball. Had an opportunity to cover this team last year, and I think that I'm going to do better at broadcasting this game this year because of two reasons. One, I finally got a season under my belt.
Yes.
And I've got a former coach with me in the booth.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Yes, it will be. Yes, it will be.
I'm excited for the season to get started.
Yeah, I am as well.
Hit that court. I know once they touch that first ball, the nerves will be gone.
Yes.
And they can dig down and start playing.
Yep, they can go ahead and focus on what they have in store.
Do the lineup checks quick.
Yep,
and then,
doing lineup checks.
Get that
and
first serve underway.
Yep, we should get going pretty soon here. Again, from Richard D. Sundberg Gymnasium here in Ashland. Had a very long road trip for Tomahawk to begin this season. Again, they went down to Whitewater last weekend. Now they're up in Ashland, and they go down to Wausau also today. So Emerson Lane will come in. Sienna Calkins will be their rotator on the bench for Tomahawk. And serving for Tomahawk to begin the night will be Chloe Buckwalter, their setter. And it looks like that Ashland will start with, are they going to start without their libero on the bench? Looks like it they will. So here we go. Tomahawk with their first serve from left to right. And that first serve begins as an ace.
It's an ace for Chloe. That one hit the top of the net, rolled over. Very, very tough to defend.
Yes, it is.
But as a coach, you'd like to see it a little bit higher.
Yes, you would. Yes, you definitely would. Seeing it go over. And Chloe. Go ahead.
Very consistent with her serves.
Yeah, here comes her second serve. That one is received, and that's going to be sent back to Root. Set up, and that one will be dropped in. That time over by Hannah Bachler.
Macy had her hands up, and it just went over the top and dropped in.
So it will be Bachler that will serve for Ashland this time. Ashland going from right to left. Hannah Bachler. Met four seniors on this Ashland squad. Received by Gaybauer. That's going to be set up for Jankwitz. She is unable to drop it in. Good dig that time from Ashland's Sonia Root. And able to drop it in over the net.
2-1 here, Ashland leads.
Tomahawk hit a little broken coverage. They didn't have anybody in back right there.
Here comes Bachler's next serve. That'll go right to Gabe Bauer again. That'll be set up. It's time for Lang. She drops it in. Good job digging it out by Root that time. It's received by Bachler. Root's going to try and set it up for Anderson. That is received
by Sarah.
And Jankowicz sends it right back over the net. Ashland will reset. Root going to try and set it up. That was out. Yes, that kill does not count. Cassidy Lustig, that is out. Tomahawk gets the point. And we'll have our first substitution of the night coming from Tomahawk. And it looks like coming in will be Kaylee Scholes, one of eight seniors on this Tomahawk team. Currently tied at two here in game one. Here's Claire Albert, one of three returning starters on this team. Now it's going to be received by Root. That's going to be set back up. Sent over. Good job that time by Scholes to save it. Set up by Buckwalter. Lang drops it in over the net. Good job by the Ore Dockers to keep it in play. That'll be sent back over by Bachler. Good job receiving it by Albert. Buckwalter going to try and set it up for Scholes. That one is very nicely received by Maracic. That one will be set up for Lustig. And good job by Gabe Bauer digging it out that time. Claire Albert sends it back over the net, and Ashland will reset. Root will try and set it up. That is going to be blocked by Lang. Sent back over by Jankowicz. Good job by the Ore Dockers digging it out again. Jankowicz tries to block. Does not work.
It was a very good series. On those long series like that, you got to win those.
Yep.
There was a lot of good digs, a lot of good covers on that one.
So it's Molly McEwen that will be serving now for Ashland, going again from right to left. Ashland with a 3-2 lead. That serve is in. That's an ace for McEwen. That was right towards the line, but it was right inside. So McEwen does get the ace.
It's inside. They ran it all the way back to the line, but that one dropped in.
Yeah, Ashland, by the way, in the Hart O North Conference here. So a lot of teams that are up here along the UP border in their conference. That serve received by Albert. That one is Buckwalter. That'll be set up for Albert. That kill is just a touchdown on the near side.
It was a good back row attack. Just got to snap that wrist a little bit, get the downspin on that ball. But it was out by about 6 inches.
Ashland has now scored three straight. And they lead 5-2. Here comes McCune's next serve. And that serve is going to be reserved by Albert. Set up by Buckwalter for Jankowicz that time. Good job by the Ore Dockers keeping it alive. Bachler tries to set it up for Anderson. Buckwalter sets it up and sent over by Scholes. And it looks like that'll be a double hit on Tomahawk.
Sammy on a double hit. It was she was reaching for it, trying to pop it up, and it bounced off two hands.
So Ashland keeps the serving going here. They have a 4-point lead here in their first set. And that is good. That serve is out. Out on the near side, Claire Albert almost played it, but it goes out. And Sienna Calkins looks like will come in. And looks like also Ashley Beck will come in for the first time for Macy Jankowicz. And Sienna Calkins will come in for Sammy Gabauer. And it will be Ashley Beck serving. And a lot of seniors on this Tomahawk team. Going to see how this experience plays out. Beck's first serve will go right to Lustig. Miscommunication that time between Bachler and Lustig, and Tomahawk will get the point there.
Great serve by Ashley. Nice low laser.
And now here comes the first serve. Next serve by Beck. That's going to be received by Bachler. Set up by Root. And that'll be sent right back over. Good job by Scholes to keep it alive. And a miscommunication between Tomahawk that time. Literally caught right in the middle of a death circle. And Ashley gets the point there.
Yeah, another miscommunication. They popped that ball up, and nobody went for it. I'd like to see some more aggressive play by Tomahawk.
And again, both Gabe Bauer and Jankowicz are going to come out, and that serve is going to be out. That's a very long out that time from Anderson, and she knew it right away. And another substitution, Sophie Olson will come in for the first time tonight, and she'll replace Emerson Lang. So currently on the court for Tomahawk is Albert Olson, Sammy Gabauer, Sienna Calkins, Chloe Buckwalter, and Kaylee Scholes. It will be Sophie Olson, the sophomore, serving for the first time tonight. And here's Olson's first serve, and that goes right to Bachler. That'll be set up, and a very nice kill that time coming from Ava Maracic. Maracic was a very good freshman starter for this Ore Docker team last year. The only way to go for her is up.
Yeah, that was a nice number one hit. She went right to the right angle and hit it where nobody was at.
And now here comes Cassidy Lustig serving for the Ore Dockers. That goes right to Albert. That's sent right back over the net. And will be set right back up and dropped over. And Olson unable to dug it out that time. Hannah Bachler gets the kill. And now it's 9-5. Ashland here starting to pull away a bit here in this first set.
They got to get get some momentum back and cover those tips.
Here comes the next serve from Lustig, received by Albert. Buckwalter going to set it up for Schulz, and that is out. Too strong of a kill that time from Schulz. No, they're going to say it was tipped by one of the Ordockers.
Yeah, the back row.
Point will go. Go ahead.
Back row reached for it, and her fingers just touched it.
So Sarah Gaybauer will come back in. Kaylee Schulz will take a seat. And it will be Sarah Gaybauer that will serve for the Hatchets. Tomahawk currently trailing 9-6 here in game one. Here comes Sarah Gaybauer's serve. That one goes right to their libero, Savannah Zach, and that is a poorly timed pass. That'll be an ace for Sarah Gaybauer.
It was a nice low serve. So where you want your serves is below the top of that antenna in between the net, and they're tough to defend.
Here comes Gaybauer's next serve. And that will go right to the libero, Zach. Root's going to try and set it up for Bachler. Good job digging it out by Sammy Gaybauer. And it's set up for Albert, and Albert's kill is out on the near side. Right idea from Albert, just poorly placed. 10-7, Ashland leads.
Yeah, it was a great dig by Sam. Claire hit her out too far.
Yep.
It's too flat. Too flat of a hit.
Ava Maracek will now serve for the Ordockers. And now that's received by Gaybauer. Buckwalter going to set it up for Albert. Albert's kill will go right to Maracek. That one is set up and sent right back over by McCune. Good job by Schulz to dig it out. Buckwalter digs it out. Gaybauer will send it back over the net. Dug out to Root. Root for Bachler. Bachler. Sammy Gaybauer keeps that alive. Right to Sarah. That is very high up in the air, and Albert just drops it right back over the net. Ashley going to try and set it up. Here's Maracek's kill. Good job by Gaybauer to save it. Buckwalter sets it up. Hawkins tries to drop it in. Root with the save, sending it over to Lustig. Lustig sending it over Bachler. Good job by Schulz to keep it alive. And that is a great dig that time from Lustig. Right to Schulz it goes. Sammy Gaybauer keeps it alive. Hawkins couldn't drop it in over the net.
Now, a lot of great digs. I think Tomahawk's starting to settle in. You're starting to see him move their feet a little bit more. We've been getting a lot of digs and timeout on Tomahawk.
Yeah, timeout's going to be called by Tomahawk. They're going to want to talk it over. Ashland with an 11-7 lead here in game one. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this on WJJQ.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets!
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk trailing Ashland here in set 1-11-7. And Keith, what do you need to see differently from this Tomahawk team?
We're getting swings, but we're hitting the ball out. We got to get the ball down. We're getting digs, we're getting sets, and they're hitting them out.
Here comes Ava Maravchik's serve, and that's going to be dug out by Gaybauer. Buckwalter going to set it up for Calkins. Good block by the Ordockers that time. Tomahawk keeps it alive. Buckwalter in play. Calkins will try again, and it's saved by McCune. That'll be set up and trying to be dropped over the net that time by Bachler. Did not work. Tomahawk gets the point.
It was a great hit by Sienna, but it was straight on.
Yep.
In the middle, I'd like to see her start hitting angles because they're only single blocking her, so the angles are open.
Macy Jankwitz back in for Calkins. Sammy Gaybauer serve. It's going to be dropped right in by Root. Good job by Gaybauer to dig it out, and that one could not be sent over by Bachler. Another point for Tomahawk. They've cut this lead in half.
Good momentum after that timeout.
That was a well-timed timeout by Katie Denton. Here comes the next serve from Sammy Gaybauer. That's sent right back over, saved by Maracek. Sent right up, Bachler. Good block that time from Jankowicz to keep it alive. Now that one's sent back up. McCune tries again. Another block from Macy Jankowicz. And another point for Tomahawk. Leads down to one.
Great position for Macy on that one. She read both hits, adjusted, and put him down. She's getting her hands over the net.
Two blocks in the same series for Macy Jankowicz. She's going to be one of those players that will step up with Megan Schulz and Alyssa Zahner graduating.
Yeah.
Gaybauer's next serve will go right to Sonia Root. That one's going to be set up for McCune. And another block from Jankowicz. And that drops in!
Yeah, I don't think that went over, but they didn't call it. So,
another block for Jankowicz. That ties it at 11. Three blocks already for the senior. Here comes Sammy Gay Bauer's next serve. Tomahawk currently on a 4-0-1. Root going to try and set it up for Bachler. That is right in on the corner.
Right into the corner.
That was a perfectly placed kill by Hannah Bachler. Ashland reclaims the lead at 12-11.
Yeah, great hit. Hit right into that corner. Sammy thought it was out, so she kind of moved out of the way, but now she'll know.
Yep, now you know. So now here comes Ashland serving Sonia Root, the honorable mention all-conference setter from last year. Here's Root's next serve. It'll go, it's dug out by Schultz. Buckwalter's going to set it up for Jankowicz. That's a soft kill for Macy Jankowicz. Well placed.
Very well placed. She saw that it was off a little bit, so she didn't try to hit it, and she just kind of swiped it over.
Emerson Lane coming back in for Kaylee, for Sophie Olson, excuse me. And it will be Buckwalter serving for Tomahawk. She began the game with a serve. That one's received by the Orr-Dockers. That's going to be set up for McCune. Bounces off the front of the net. Buckwalter with the save. Goes right to Sammy Gaybauer. Albert tries a kill, and that's received by Buckwalter. And that is drops in.
Yep. So what I noticed there was Claire took a little bit off of that because her first two went out wide. So she's backing off a little bit, making sure that ball's in.
So Tomahawk now with reclaiming the lead. It's 13-12. That serve is received, and that one drops in the front of the net. That will officially go as a point for Tomahawk. It's 14-12. Yep. They have scored seven of the last eight, and now Ashland will call timeout to talk things over. 14-12, Tomahawk leads set one. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this.
Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk can help you buy the property of your dreams or help you sell your property. Ed and Chris Rosh have 40-plus years of combined experience selling in the North Woods, from country homes to city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting land, waterfront homes, and commercial properties. Call Woodland Lakes Realty, 224-3800. Stop by their office on North 4th Street. All their properties are online at woodlandlakesrealty.com. The smart, no-hassle way to buy or sell your property. Woodland Lakes Realty, Tomahawk.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey with you from Sunbird Gymnasium in Ashland. Tomahawk on a 7-1 run after trailing 11-7 after Denton took that timeout. Tomahawk reclaiming the lead at 14-12. And now it is Chloe Buckwalter that'll serve for Tomahawk. And here comes the next serve for Buckwalter. It's received by the Orr-Dockers. Root's going to try and set it up. And that one is a very nice kill from Bachler.
Nice middle set. She came from the back row and hit that one just perfectly.
So now Ashland cuts the lead down to one. And again, very competitive in the first game, much like it was last year. Here comes Bachler's serve. That's received by Albert.
Nice.
Two.
Pass.
Buckwalter going to set it up for Jankowicz. Oh, good job by the Orr-Dockers to dig it out. And that'll be sent right back over Moravchik. And again, that one's sent over by Jankowicz. Now here's Bachler. Bachler dug out by Gaybauer to Buckwalter. Going to set it up for Albert. That is out. Barely missed. No, they say it was in. They're going to say in. It was tipped by one of the Orr-Dockers.
Yep, it was a touch.
So Tomahawk will get the point. And back in will be Kaylee Scholes for Sarah Gaybauer. Claire Albert, who just got the point, will go ahead and serve. Here comes Albert's next serve. Tomahawk keeping a two-point lead. That's going to be an ace.
There's an ace from Claire. She's settled into this game now.
Yes, she has. Getting a little bit of jitters. You know that you're going up against a team that swept you last year. This is a great way to respond. Here comes Albert's next serve. That one's sent right back over to Bachler. Bachler to Root. That one will be set up for Lustig. That's dug out by Schultz that time. Buckwalter tries to set it up. It'll be sent right back over by Lang. McCune to Root. Root sets it up for Anderson. That one's received by Lang. Lang to Buckwalter. Albert from the back line.
Oh.
And that one could not be received by Moravchik. Great job by Ashland to keep it alive. Anderson can't send it over the net, though.
Oh.
Another point for the Hatchets. They are on a tear here in this first game.
That ball was going to be out by 20 feet.
Yes.
That girl was in the back row and jumped and touched it. So,
unbelievable.
That's all right. We'll take it.
Yes, exactly. 17-13, Tomahawk leads. Here's Root. Root setting it up for Lustig. Dropped in. Good job by Buckwalter. Lang setting it up for Kaylee Schultz. That one is out.
Yep. Kaylee was in the right position, just She's got to use a little more of an approach.
And that's exactly
and
what
hit that down.
And that's exactly what Coach Denton is saying to her on the sideline. Tomahawk, though, on a bit of a run. They're on a 10-3 run, though, in this first game after trailing by four. Here comes a serve from McCune to Albert. Buckwalter sets it up for Lang. That one will drop in. Nice. Emerson Lang gets a kill.
That's what we needed right there.
Yes.
Now you have everybody in your front row hitting, getting kills, and it's going to keep that momentum going.
So Ashley Beck will come back in for Tomahawk.
I watched the...
And Sienna Calkins will come in. Go ahead.
Watch the Whitewater tournament, and Ashley did a great job serving there, so I'm not surprised that they're putting her in as a serving specialist.
Again, Ashley Beck, a senior. Let's see what she can do here. That serve is going to be
nice
set up, and there is Root going to set it up for Lustig. Good job to keep it alive by Beck. That's going to be set up for Kaylee Schultz. That one drops in. That bounces off one of the Orndockers. It will be another point for the Hatchets.
Zuck. Great serve. They had a little trouble. They got it over, and Ashley had a great dig on that.
Yes.
She set it up. Kaylee had a good swing.
Tomahawk on a 12-3 run here in this first set after trailing by four. Here comes Beck's next serve, and that's going to be received by Root. Anderson tries to set it up for Moravchik. That's received nicely by Buckwalter to keep it alive. Albert tries to set it up for Lang. Good job by Bachler to serve it. Here's Root, sets it up for Anderson, and another block for the Hatchets. That's time coming from Kaylee Schultz.
Great position. Her and Sienna were side by side. There was nowhere for that to go. That's what you like to see. They're moving together.
20-14, Tomahawk. Maintaining a 6-point lead. That's it. It's an ace. There's an ace for Ashley Beck again. Tomahawk is turning up the scoring here late in this first set.
Ashley, a great serve. She's moving it around.
Timeout, Ashlyn. They're going to want to talk it over. Tomahawks opened up a 7-point lead here in game one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this on WJJQ.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2-for-1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman North, Hatchet Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey with you. Beck's next serve is going to be received by Lustig. That's going to be set back up for Bachler. Bachler tries to drop it in. Kaylee Schultz able to receive it. Buckwalter sets it up for Albert. That goes off the top of the net and drops in. Tomahawk scoring has been absolutely phenomenal here as of late. 15-3 run for the Hatchets.
That was a great back row attack from Claire.
Yes, it was. Here comes another serve from Beck. That's going to be set up for Root, set up for Lustig. That one will drop in.
That's her first kill over there. She's had a lot of swings, but that's the first one that went down.
First up, next substitution for Tomahawk, Macy Jankowicz will come in for Ashley Beck. Again, this is only Ashlyn's fourth point since they were up by four earlier on in this first game. Morgan Anderson, the senior, with a serve. It'll go right to Sammy Gaybauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Kaylee Schultz. Nice. And that's received nicely by Anderson to the libero, Zach. That'll be sent over by Bachler. Albert to Buckwalter. This time, Sienna Calkins tries to kill. Very nicely dug out by Anderson. That'll be set up Lustig. That one drops in over the net. A soft kill that time from Cassidy Lustig.
Soft kill. Great spot. It was right over the top of her blockers, and it dropped right below him.
So here comes the next serve, this time from Anderson. Tomahawk maintaining a 6-point lead. That serve, that's received by Gaybauer, but too strong. That'll be an ace for Hannah Anderson.
Yep, we got to get that ball back now. Stop this momentum.
Now here comes the next serve coming from Anderson. That'll be sent right over, and that is in. That's another ace. Back-to-back aces for Hannah Anderson.
Yeah.
And now Katie Denton wants to talk it over. Timeout call by the Hatchets.
Yeah. She's got a very, very strong serve, and that thing drops.
Yep.
So she's getting top spin on that ball as she's serving it.
Tomahawk maintaining a 4-point lead. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor.
We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet sports sponsors.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey with you from Sunberg Gymnasium in Ashland. Tomahawk with a four-point lead over Ashland. That serve from Anderson is out. Tomahawk is now within 2 points of taking game one.
That's what you call a coach's point.
There you go.
You get a timeout, you ice that server, and it worked.
Yep, it definitely did. Sophie Olsen comes back into the game for the Hatchets. And she will serve for Tomahawk here. Here comes a serve from Olsen. That goes right to Bachler. Set up to Root. Root sends it over to Lustig. That's a very nice dig from Gebauer. Albert tries to set it up for Kaylee Schultz. That one goes off the front of the net.
That was a great dig by Sammy.
Yes, it was.
That ball was coming hard, so get it up. Now we got to just put those down.
Here comes the next serve from Cassidy Lustig. And now here comes the next serve from the Orr Dockers. Lustig right to Sammy Gebauer. Buckwalter will just drop, tries to send it over the net, but it's very nicely dug out that time by Bachler. Now sent back over by Geneva Duggar, who just came into the game. Buckwalter sets it up for Kaylee Schultz. That goes off the front of the net. 23-20. Things getting a little bit tight here in Ashland with this first game.
Yeah. We're getting good passes, good sets. We just got to finish that kill.
So here comes the next serve from Cassidy Lustig. And Lustig's next serve will go right to Claire Albert. Buckwalter sets it up for Calkins.
There we go.
And that one dug out by the libero. Could not keep it alive. Duggar could not send it over the net.
Sienna with a great kill. She went to the back right angle of the court.
And that kill sets up game point for Tomahawk here. Coming back in, Sarah Gebauer. Coming out, Kaylee Schultz. A lot of seniors on this rotation for this Hatchet squad. Sarah Gebauer, one of the two juniors on this team, along with Claire Albert. Here's game point for Tomahawk. They lead 24-20. That serve is going to be received to Root. Root sets it up for Bachler, tries to drop it in. Albert tries to save it. Does not work. And Ashley gets the point, keeps the game alive.
Yeah, I'd like to see Claire run through that and not try to dive for it. Because then she tries it with one arm, and you don't know where that's going to go.
So Tomahawk, it's still game point for the Hatchets. They lead 24-21 here in this first set. And it's going to be Ava Moravchik serving for the Orr Dockers. Moravchik serve will go right to Sarah Gebauer, to Chloe Buckwalter, and Calkins will have to send it back over to the net. Miscommunication there. Sonia Root tries to set it up for Bachler, tries to drop in. Good job by Olsen to dig it out. Root tries to drop it over. Sammy Gebauer, Calkins, and I believe that'll be four. That's a carry. It'll be a carry for Tomahawk. Yeah. So now it is 24-22.
They just got to settle down, get one good pass. Set this thing up and put it down.
Still game point here for Tomahawk. They lead by two. Here comes Moravchik's next serve. That's going to go right to Gebauer, to Buckwalter. Sets it up for Albert. Albert with a very well-timed kill the far side. And Tomahawk takes game one, 25-22. So Tomahawk leads one set to none. They win 25-22 in game one. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the second set right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball on WJJQ.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. It's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cashback checking. Or if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 3% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchet's card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchet's pride today with Park City Credit Union.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us. And follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk on County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Sunbird Gymnasium in Ashland. Tomahawk taking set one, 25-22. Keith, what did you like in that first set?
I like that they came back. They kind of seemed like down a little bit, but they settled in and they started getting kills. And that could be the first game nerves.
It could be.
You're here, they're hitting the ball out. And then towards the end of that game, they started hitting them down.
Yep.
And that's what you got to do.
Again, this is a best of five, so Tomahawk needs to win 3 out of 5 in order to win this match. And again, Tomahawk doing a little bit of damage. Again, very close first game between these two
very
teams.
Close.
Very similar to what it was last year also.
Yeah.
Teams will switch sides. Ashland will serve from left to right. Tomahawk will go from right to left. On the court for Tomahawk to start will be the Gaybauer, Sam and Sarah, along with Emerson Lang, Macy Jankowicz, Chloe Buckwalter, and Claire Albert. For the Orr Dockers, it'll be Sonia Root, Ava Moravchik. Also out there is Molly McCune, Morgan Anderson, Hannah Bachler as well. It is going to be Sonia Root serving for the Orr Dockers to begin this second game, and it'll begin with it being received by Sammy Gaybauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Emerson Lang, and that'll be a kill.
Great swing by Emerson. She got up, swing right over the top.
And the big thing with Tomahawk as well, and very quickly, a substitution for Tomahawk. Coming out is Sarah Gaybauer, coming in Kaylee Scholes. Claire Albert will now serve for the Hatchets, who have struck first. Here comes the right-hand serve from Albert. That's going to be received by Bachler to Root. That'll be set up for McCune. I think that went off the top of the net. It didn't matter. It will go as a block for Macy Jankowicz.
Yep.
And Jankowicz, by the way, that is her fourth block already here tonight.
It is. She's settled in nicely. She's following that middle hitter and going where the ball is.
And now we're getting instruction from Jesse Denton, the assistant coach for Tomahawk. Albert's
nice
first serve will be received by Lustig. That is going to be a double hit on the Orr Dockers. That'll go as a point for Tomahawk, and they've opened up a 3-0 lead here to begin game two.
Claire with a nice, low, tough serve on that one.
Mm-hmm. Here comes the next serve from Albert. That is sent right back over the net, received by Moravchik to Root. That'll be set up for Lustig. That'll be dropped in. Sammy Gaybauer receives it. Chloe Buckwalter set up by Albert, and that's going to be out.
Yep.
Very far out here on the near side. And Ashland with their first point of game two.
Yeah, Claire was a little, she did a back row attack, but got underneath that ball and hit the bottom, and it sailed.
Here comes a serve from Bachler. She lofts it over the net right to Sammy Gaybauer, to Buckwalter. Set up for Jankowicz. Received that time by Bachler to Moravchik. And sent right back over by Lustig to Gaybauer. Buckwalter going to set it up for Emerson Lang.
Emerson.
And she gets the soft kill.
Emerson saw the court on that one. There was a wide open, we call it the fire pit. Dropped it right in the middle of the fire pit.
That's a very, very nice term. I'll have to remember that for the future.
Because everybody's sitting around it, and they just watch it drop.
Love it.
In my old coaching days, I used to break clipboards when that would happen to our team.
I don't think I ever saw that from you. Here comes the next serve from Ashley Beck. She drives it over the net. Sonia Root going to try and set it up for Bachler. Sends it right back over. Received by Beck. Buckwalter going to set it up, and that'll be sent right over by Lang. Ashland able to keep it alive. That is not going to be able to be dropped in. Tomahawk gets another point. Ashland cannot get their offense set up. And a hot start to the second game also for the Hatchets.
Yes, I like what I'm seeing.
5-1, Tomahawk leading. Here comes the next serve from Beck. Received by Bachler. It's going to be saved. And Moravchik will have to send it over the net. That's going to be out. Another point for the Hatchets. It's 6-1.
Good job on the Hatchets just watching that one go out. They were over on the line, but they could tell it was out. So
here comes the next serve from Ashley Beck. Beck's next serve will go right to Bachler, to Root. That'll be set up for Lustig. She tries to drop it in, and she does. Very nice kill that time from Cassidy Lustig, and Ashley gets their second point of game two. So Macy Jankiewicz will come back
Beck. And then go right out for Sammy.
Sammy Gabauer will come right in. Molly McCune will now serve for the Orr Dockers here on the left side. McCune drives it over the net, received by Albert to Chloe Buckwalter. That is set up for Kaylee Schultz. That is out. A little bit too far that time from Kaylee. Back-to-back points for the Orr Dockers.
Yeah, it was good. The set was off about back to the 10-foot line, so Kaylee didn't have the angle.
Here comes the next serve from McCune. McCune patiently waiting.
Looks like they're checking maybe the lineup for Ashland.
Could be.
I know in the JV game there were new people running the book. So
yes, there were.
Might need a little help from the down official.
Yeah, good to know. Could be a roster issue, like you said. Could also be a maybe be a scoring issue, possibly. And it looks like we're all set and ready to go. So whatever issue has been, was, figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the next serve from McCune. McCune drives it over the net, received by Sammy Gabauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Kaylee Schultz. That's a well-placed kill from Kaylee.
Yep. Good spot. She hit that back line.
Kaylee Schultz with a well-placed kill, and Sophie Olson will come back into the game for Emerson Lang.
It's Kaylee's second kill of the night. That's what you want to see. Start getting some momentum and putting those balls down.
Well, they definitely have carried the momentum from game one into game two so far. Olsen's serve goes off the front of the net. Ashland gets their point right back. So now here is Morgan Anderson serving now for the Orr Dockers. And again, we haven't seen much of Savannah Zach also in this game.
No.
And now here comes a serve from Anderson, and that's going to be an ace.
That was a float serve that dropped
right
in front of Sammy. She was anticipating it coming back further, but it dropped right in front of her.
Yep. Here comes Anderson's next serve. Morgan Anderson with her next serve for the Orr Dockers. She drives it over the net. That is in. According to the official here on the near side.
Yep. Yeah, I think it hit the line. It was right in front of Claire. I think she thought it was going to be out.
So back-to-back aces for Anderson, and it's now 7-6, just like that. Now here comes Anderson's next serve. That one drops.
That one
out of play.
Yep.
That one definitely was out. It also went off the top of the net. That may have altered it. Sarah Gabauer will come back in. Go ahead.
They were trying to drop that into the four zone on the court. Looks like they had some success over on that side, so.
Sarah Gabauer comes in for Kaylee Schultz. And a lot of rotating pieces coming in for this Tomahawk team today. I think everybody is pretty much getting their look at it. There's an ace. That'll be Sarah Gabauer with an ace.
That's her second ace of the night.
9-6, Tomahawk leading here in game two. They lead one game to none. Again, it's a best of five. Tomahawk needs to win three games in order to win the match. Here comes the next serve from Gabauer. That is going to be too long, just a touch out. So a service error that time for Gabauer, and Ashland will go ahead and serve once again. This time it'll be Cassidy Lustig, one of the seniors on this Ashland team. We mentioned the seniority of this Tomahawk team. Ashland has 8 girls on their varsity roster, but 4 of them are seniors.
Yes.
Lustig, one of them. Here comes her serve. It'll go right to Sammy Gabauer. Buckwalter tries to set it up for Corkins. That one drops over, but a good job by the Orr Dockers to keep it alive. Moravchik drops it in for the kill.
Great spot. She hit that back left corner. Nobody was there.
Ava Moravchik cuts the deficit down to 1. It's now 9-8 for Tomahawk here in game 2.
Got to get that ball back and break this momentum.
And again, the big thing, this has gone back and forth quite a bit, pretty much the whole match. Here comes Lustig's next serve. That one floats over. Sammy Gabauer receives it. Buckwalter sets it up for Claire Albert. That kill is out on the far side. And Ashland has scored 3 straight to tie it at 9.
That's the third one that Claire's hit cross court out. So I'd like to see her turn her body a little bit. Try to aim more for that back corner.
Next serve from Lustig. Float over, and a good job by Gebauer to dig it out. Albert with a kill, but it's saved by Lustig. That's set up and dropped in very nicely, but a good job by Albert. Keep alive. Couldn't get it to go, though. Bachler gets the kill, and Ashland reclaims the lead. It's 10-9.
Yeah, Sophie Olsen had a diving save on that dig, and then they just dropped it in there.
So four straight scored by the Orr Dockers to make it 10-9. Here comes the next serve from Lustig. That one's received by Olsen to Buckwalter. Olsen will try the kill. That is out. Five straight for Ashland.
Tomahawk's playing aggressive, hitting from the back row.
They
just got to get it in the court.
It's a matter of placement.
Yep.
That's all it is.
The
aggressiveness is there. They just need to place it in the right spots. Here comes the next serve from Lustig. And Lustig's serve will be received by Scholes, Buckwalter, to Sienna Calkins. That is out.
Same thing. And
six straight for Ashland.
Time
and now
out,
Katie Denton
off.
Will call timeout. Going to get a chance to talk it over. We'll take...
United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student-athletes who are dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. USW 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage here on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill Employees Team.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Suttonburg Gym here in Ashland. The Orr Dockers have scored six straight here in game two to take a 12-9 lead. And still serving for the Orr Dockers is Cassidy Lustig here on the left side. Here is Lustig's next serve. It'll be received by Olsen. Now to Buckwalter. That's set up for Sienna Calkins. That is very well dug out by the Orr Dockers, and they keep it alive. Great job by Ashland offensively. Now that set up Buckwalter. Albert couldn't drop it in over the net. Seven straight for Ashland. It's now 13-9.
Yep. Claire jumped a little early on that one and tried to tip it over, but she was on her way down.
Yep.
So she lost all momentum to push that ball over.
So now Lustig will serve once again. The Hatchets have got to put a stop to this run here quickly. Lustig received by Gebauer. Buckwalter will just send it over the net, and that's going to be received by Lustig. Set up, and that'll be another kill for the Hatchets, but it's out.
Nope. There was a block. Sienna blocked it, but it went off her hands out of bounds.
Sorry. Wrong terminology there with that one. Eight straight scored by Ashland.
And we have Claire Albert's going out.
And Albert is going to come out. Looks like Sadie LaBelle will come in for the first time. And looks like Albert's going to just get a rest here. Here comes the next serve from Lustig. And that one received by Gebauer and dropped back in over the net that time by Sonia Root.
Yep, she tipped it over. Tomahawk was still back in defense. Nobody up by the net, and they were too late getting there.
Nine straight scored by the Orr Dockers here in game two. Albert's got to talking over with Coach Katie Denton, making sure that everything's all right on their end. Received by Olsen that time. That one dropped
good
in, but a good job
Chloe.
By the Orr Dockers to keep it alive. Bachler,
good dig that time
by Gebauer. Olsen tries to set it up, does for LaBelle. She'll send it over. Received by Savannah Zach the Libero. Root sets it up for Muravchik. That's going to be received by Gebauer to Chloe Buckwalter. Olsen tries the kill, and it's out. Too strong of a kill. That's 10 straight for Ashland. 16-9.
Tomahawk was playing very good there. They just got to finish.
Yep, and Tomahawk is going to want to get a timeout also. Katie Denton will call another timeout. Talk it over. Ashland with a 16-9 lead on Tomahawk here in game two. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this on WJJQ.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
And And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Sunbird Gym in Ashland. Ashland is currently on a 10-0 run here in Game 2. They lead 16-9 here in this second set. And it's Cassidy Lustig serving once again. That serve will be received by Gebauer. She drops it in. Bachler saves it. Goes right to Root. Back to Bachler. That's received at time by LaBelle. Set up. LaBelle tries to kill. Goes off the front of the net. And now Claire Albert's going to come back in.
Yep. Claire went out for a little rest. Got some water. She's coming back in.
So Albert comes out. Albert comes back in for LaBelle. And now let's see if Tomahawk can put a stop to this 11-0 run by the Ore Dockers. Going to need to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes.
Here comes the next serve from Lustig. And Lustig Short. Serve. That goes off the front of the net. Albert with a nice dig. Buckwalter tries to set it up. And that one is dropped in by Ava Moravchik.
Yep. That was another bump set that went floated over the net. So for Ashland's middle, it's super easy to kill that.
18-9, Ashland leads. 12 straight points scored by the Ore Dockers. Next serve coming from Lustig. Lustig goes right to Calkins, and nobody could receive it for Tomahawk that time.
Wow.
Boy, things unraveling here in set two for Tomahawk. It's now 19-9. Ashland scored 13 straight. Here comes the next serve from Lustig again. Her arm's going to be getting tired. Received by Olsen. Calkins saves it, but nowhere to go again.
Yeah, Tomahawk is playing back on their heels right now. They gotta get aggressive, get good form, and get that ball up. You can see the body language isn't there right now.
Yeah, 20-9. Ashland leads. They've scored 14 straight. Next serve from Lustig. Received by Gebauer that time. Buckwalter tries to send it over. Does not work. Calkins cannot get it over. Another one. 15 straight for Ashland.
Need to get a good pass here.
And the big thing also, this is the thing with, you know, a lot of new faces on this Hatchet team.
Mm-hmm.
15 straight scored by the Ore Dockers. Lustig received by Sarah Gebauer. Buckwalter, that'll be sent back over by Sophie Olsen. Received that time by Lustig. Root sets it up for Bachler. Saved by Calkins. That one is dropped right back in by Bachler. 16 straight points scored by the Ore Dockers.
Bachler found the opening and dropped it right in there. We need a good pass, set, and kill here.
Yeah, well, here you go. Calkins with the save. Buckwalter keeps it from going out. It'll be sent back over by Gebauer. Zach looking to Root. Root sets it up for Bachler, and that one is going to be another kill for the Ore Dockers. They cannot be stopped right now. They are on a 17-0 run. Yeah, how often do you see 17-0 runs in volleyball?
Not in varsity, no. Tomahawk's got to dig down. Finish this game with some momentum.
Yeah. Here comes an excerpt from Lustig. Her arm's going to be getting tired. Gebauer, Buckwalter sets it up for Calkins, and she there drops it over net. That stops the bleeding.
Sienna dropped it in, just like Ashland did to us a few times, but right in that empty spot where nobody's covering.
And now with that, Calkins will go out. Macy Jankowicz will come back in for Tomahawk. That's something that I think Denton's wanted to do. Here comes Sammy Gebauer's next serve. That'll be received to Root. Root sets it up for Bachler. That one goes off the top of the net. I don't think
that'll
a Hatchet player touched it. It did not.
Yeah.
So that's four hits on Ashland. Back-to-back points for the Hatchets. Next serve coming from Gebauer. Gebauer to Root, to Bachler. Root now sets it up for Moravchik. Oh, what a block, but it's going to be out.
Yep. Very good block. Perfect. Perfect spot for, I believe that was Claire. The official was right in front of us, either Claire or Macy. But their hands were straight up, so that ball bounced straight off and out of bounds.
Game point, here for Ashland, leading 24-11. And serving is Ava Moravchik. And Moravchik's serve will go right to Gebauer, to Buckwalter. Claire Albert tries to kill, received by Lustig. Root sets it up for McCune. That one goes off of one of the Hatchets, scooped up by Gebauer. Set up. Albert tries to kill, goes right to Moravchik. Root sets it up for Bachler, and that's received by Gebauer. Gebauer to Buckwalter, set up for Albert. That goes off the front of the net, and Ashland takes game two.
Yeah. That was set up. Claire tried to do a line shot and just went a little more.
So game two goes to the Ore Dockers in resounding fashion, 25-11, a 16-0 run in game two to set it up. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with set three right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball on WJJQ.
John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill. Support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals. 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's right along North 4th Street.
Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet Athletics. Riley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Riley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at RileyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Richard Sundberg Gymnasium in Ashland. Ashland taking game two in resounding fashion, 25-11 here, Keith. What do you think went wrong for Tomahawk in that second set?
Well, they just got down in the passing. They just couldn't pass. And then your setters are off. They're bump setting, and they're not actually setting the ball. So I'd like to see them get good passes, let Chloe get underneath it, set it up.
And again, Tomahawk and now Ashland are tied at one game apiece. We know that this game will be going to a fourth set. Tomahawk took set one, 25-23. Ashland took set two, 25-11. And Tomahawk will serve to begin game three.
So we got Chloe Buckwalter starting out serving. Very consistent. You want her to get it in and then start serving harder and harder. And let's run some points.
Well, let's see what happens here. Here's Buckwalter's serve to begin game three. It's Root's going to set it up for Bachler, and that is a point for the Ordockers. Another kill to begin the day, and Ashland now carrying their momentum from game two over into game three early on.
Yep, she came she was dropped back for serve receive, came up out of the back, and just crushed that one to the back row.
So now Ashland will have Hannah Bachler serving. And now here comes Bachler's serve. She drives it over the net right to Gebauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Jankiewicz, and Jankiewicz, that is received by Root. Bachler sets it up for Lustig. She tries to drop it in. Buckwalter receives it. Gebauer to Claire Albert. Albert tries to drop it in. Received by Bachler. That's set up for Anderson. Buckwalter with the dig. Gebauer keeps it in play. And now Albert will send it back over the net. Moravchik to Root. Root sets it up for Lustig. There's a block for the Hatchets. That's a great block again from Macy Jankiewicz. Number five on the night.
That was perfect form. She was up, had her hands apart, right over the top of the net.
And now Kaylee Scholes will come in for Sarah Gebauer. Take a seat. Claire Albert will serve now for Tomahawk. We're tied at one here in game three. Game match tied 1-1 as well. Albert drives it over the net right to Sonia Root. Root sets it up for Lustig, and that is dug out by Albert. Good dig by Albert that time. Sammy Gebauer, Schultz, that goes off the front of the net. A little bit too far down on that kill attempt from Kaylee Scholes.
Yeah, Claire had a great dig in the back there to pop that up.
So now for Ashland, it will be Molly McCune serving. McCune and the Ordockers going from right to left here in game three. Albert with the dig. That one's going to be sent over, and that's going to be another kill from Ashland. It was Cassidy Lustig. 3-1 Ashland.
Another bump set that floated over the net. Looks like we're going to have a setter change here.
Yeah, here you go. Sophie Olson's going to come in for Chloe Buckwalter. See if that tries to set everything up. Again, with those settings, you want to do an overhand set, not a bump set, especially when you try to set up your offense. Here comes the next serve from McCune, received by Gebauer. And Olsen, there's a nice set. That'll be set up for Schultz. Go. That goes off of Root and out of play.
There we go.
That's exactly what you want.
Yep, that's what we were looking for. Pop that ball up, And you're a lot more accurate when you're setting with your hands over your head rather than a bump set.
And now substitutions. Ashley Beck will come in for Tomahawk, and so will Sienna Calkins. They'll replace Sammy Gaybauer and Macy Jankowicz. 3-2. Ashland leads here in game three. Serve from Beck is going to be set up by Root. Root to Lustig. That is a great kill from Cassidy Lustig.
Yeah, she swung hard. Went right through the block and perfect spot in the back. It was right in between three girls.
And now Jankowicz will come right back in for Beck. And now Gaybauer will come right back in for Jankowicz.
Mm-hmm.
Next serve coming from the Orr Dockers, this time from Hannah Anderson. Anderson to Emerson Lang. Olsen, sets it up for Lang. That goes right to Root. Root saved by Bachler, and that'll be sent right back over by Lustig to Albert. Albert to Olsen, yeah. And it looks like that was a... She was in the net. Okay, so that is a net violation on Olsen.
The pass was close to the net. Sophie tried setting that and floated into the net just a little bit.
So now it'll be Anderson serving again. Ashland with an early 5-2 lead here in game three. Anderson drives it right over the net. Albert with a good dig. That's going to go out on the far side. Service point for Anderson.
I'd like to see Claire take one more step up and pass that ball rather than dive.
Here comes the next serve from Morgan Anderson. That goes right to Emerson Lang. That's going to send right back over the net. Lustig. That'll be set up for Moravchik. That goes off the top of the net. Right sent back by Emerson Lang. Good job to keep it alive. Root tries to kill, and Albert with a very good dig. Sammy Gaybauer tries to set it up. Lang tries to drop it in, and that's going to be received by Lustig. Lustig will try the kill. Received by Olsen, and a point is going to be called on...
Sienna Calkins was in the net.
Yeah, it looks like Calkins was in the net also, so Ashland will get another point, and things starting to unravel here for Tomahawk here in game three.
They got
to
settle down here.
Four straight for the Orr Dockers. Here comes the next serve from Morgan Anderson. It's going to be received by Albert. Albert to Sophie Olsen. Sets it up for Calkins, and she drops it in. Oh, saved by the Orr Dockers. What a job by Ashland to keep it alive. Hannah Bachler. Olsen tries again for Calkins, and that one drops in over the net. There you go.
There you go. Sienna finished that one. But that first one, Ashland dug it out of the net. Very tough play, but they got it back over. But Tomahawk was able to finish that.
Emerson Lang will serve, and now coming in for Ashland will be Geneva Duggar, their junior. Next serve coming from Emerson Lang, and that one will be received by the Orr Dockers. Root tries to set it up for Lustig. That one drops in. Schultz with a very nice dig, and could not get in over the net with Sienna Calkins. Point will go to Ashland.
Yep, that one just floated over the net again, and Sienna tried to block it, but they had the angle.
Yeah, sometimes those you can't control.
No, it's tough.
Cassidy Lustig will serve now for the Orr Dockers. And Lustig's right-hand serve will go right over the net to Lang. Olsen sets it up for Schultz. That's a block from the Orr Dockers. They keep it alive. Albert keeps it in play. Schultz will send it right over the net to Savannah Zach. And that's a bad pass. That'll go as a kill for Kaylee Schultz.
Yep. She took that one deep. Just a standing hit, and that's where it needed to go.
Sarah Gaybauer will come in for Kaylee Schultz. And Sarah will go ahead and serve. Here comes the next serve from Gaybauer. Gaybauer to Bachler. Bachler to Root. That one, I think, is sent over the net. And that one, oh, good job by Albert to keep it alive. Olsen tries to set it up for Albert, and that one drops in over the net.
So that one floated over to our side. I'd like to see Claire swing at that. She tried to just tip it, but Ashland was there. But she got the second one.
Yep, there you go. Sarah Gaybauer's next serve. Back-to-back points for the Hatchets. Gaybauer goes right to Bachler. Zach sets it up. Bachler will have to send it back over the net. Sammy Gaybauer to Sophie Olsen. Setting it up for Calkins. They're going to say it was out. Oh.
It's the far line.
Yeah,
so
it's
hard,
it's a
to
tough
see,
one.
But,
it was a tough one, especially from our angle.
Yeah, it was close. It was
we do have a very good view.
Swing.
We do have a very good view, by the way, of where it is. But on the far side, sometimes those can be pretty tough to see. So Ashland gets the point. They lead 9-5 here in Game 3. Ava Moravchik will now serve for the Orr Dockers. That one goes right to Sarah Gaybauer, sent right back over the net. And now McCune will try a soft kill. Olsen with the save to Emerson Lang. And now that'll have to be sent right back over by Albert. Yeah. Miscommunication offensively there. Sonia Root tries the kill, and that will work.
So on that one, there's miscommunication. Two girls are on the floor, and they couldn't get up to their spot. And Ashland did a great job of seeing that and pushed the ball right back there.
Tomahawk calls timeout. Katie Denton wants to talk it over. We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mirror Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Sunbird Gymnasium in Ashland. And the Tomahawk Hatchets currently trailing the Ashland Ore Dockers 10-5 here in Game 3. The match is tied at one game apiece, but it's been Ashland for the second and for the first part of this third game. As Moravchik's next serve is going to be received by Gaybauer, but it is out of play here on the near side. So Moravchik with another kill, and Ashland continues to pour it on.
She's got a very good serve. That thing drops. Hard to defend, but yep. Just run through it.
4 points. Four straight for Ashland here this time. Moravchik's next serve going to be received by Lang. Olsen sets it up for Calkins. And it's going to be a soft kill, but dug out. Ashland keeps it alive again. Sent right back over by Moravchik. Lang to Olsen. Olsen sets it up for Albert. That one will drop it over the net, I think. Let's see what they call here. It's going to be a point for Ashland. And I think that Katie Denton is talking with the official. She's trying to figure out why that wasn't called off of Ashland.
I'm not sure. Again, that's on the far side of the court.
Yeah, that's very close. Here comes the next serve from Moravchik. That's going to be out. Right. Tomahawk will get the serve back.
All right, now's when they got to buckle down.
Yep.
Start playing, start getting some kills.
And now Macy Jankowicz will come right back in, yep. Which will be a big boost for them.
It is.
So now here comes the next serve from Gaybauer. Gaybauer over the net to Moravchik, to Root. Root sets it up for Bachler, tries to drop it in.
Yeah.
Drops it right in the fire pit. Another kill for Bachler, and it's now 13-6 Ashland.
Yeah, that was a double that didn't get called. Pretty obvious, but Tomahawk's just got to get this ball back right now.
And the big thing with Katie Denton that she wanted to preach was calm, cool, and collected on the sideline. It's definitely what you want in a coach at this level. Sonia Root will serve for the Ore Dockers. That is in. That's an ace.
That is the fourth time they have watched the ball drop at the back line. They got to be more aggressive and start playing these. They know they're going to drop.
So Root with an ace, and it's now 14-6 Ashland, and they are starting to pull away again in game three here. Next serve coming from Sonia Root. And Root's next serve will go drop in right in front of the line again. Wow. Those serves are very well placed from Ashland. Yeah.
Yes, they are. She's got a good drop on it. And Tomahawk's just hoping that it goes out. They got to be more aggressive and play it.
Boy, back-to-back aces for Sonia Root has made it 15-6 now, Ashland. Next serve coming from Root. This time it's very well served. Goes off of Gaybauer, not a play. Three straight aces for the Ore Dockers. And now Kaylee Scholes will come in for Sarah Gaybauer. Next serve coming from Sonia Root as Ashland now leads by 10. They lead by double digits for the second consecutive game. Next serve from Root goes right to Albert. Albert to Olsen. Olsen sets it up for Albert, and that one goes to Moravchik. Can Ashland keep it alive? Yes, they will. Lustig to Bachler. They'll send it right back over the net to Sammy Gaybauer. To Olsen. Sets it up for Jankowicz. That is very nicely saved by Lustig. Bachler tries the kill, and it works. Wow.
Yeah, they,
Ashland is flying all over the court here in this game.
Yeah. And Macy had a hand on that ball, but it just tipped it in on that block.
17-6, Ashland leads. They have gone on a 12-1 run so far here. Next serve coming from Sonia Root. That goes off the top of the net. Hatchett's trying to keep it alive. Does not work. And getting off the top of the net has definitely altered a bit, and now Ashland is pulling away once again here in Game 3.
Yeah.
This is starting to get away from the Hatchets. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And Katie Denton's going to want to call timeout. We're going to want to talk it over. Tomahawk trailing 18-6 here in Game 3. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services, providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Suttonburg Gym in Ashland. The Ore Dockers and Hatchets are tied at one game apiece, but the Ore Dockers with an 18-6 lead on Tomahawk. That is a serve. Olsen tries to send it over. Does not work. That's going to be four hits on Tomahawk. Another point for the Ore Dockers.
Yeah, the serve receive is just killing Tomahawk right now. They got to get their form back. Get good passes.
So now here comes the next serve from Sonia Root. Ashland has currently scored seven straight. Root's next serve. That is an ace again. That one drops right in front of the line. The serving for Ashland has been spectacular in this match.
Very spectacular. It's got Tomahawk's back row second-guessing everything, and they're back on their heels.
So now here comes the next serve from Sonia Root. Another long run for the Ore Dockers here tonight. That one's received by Lang. Gabe Bauer keeps it alive, and Jankowicz will drop it in right over the net to Lustig. Root tries to set it up for Anderson. Good job by Sarah Gabe Bauer to keep it alive. Albert tries to kill. Goes off the side of her hand.
Yeah, that play just when it went over, they tried to save it. It was a tough. Sammy saved it. And then Claire just had too much of an angle and hit the net.
A 13-point run for the Ore Dockers. This is unbelievable. They had a 17-point run in game two. Next serve from Root is going to be received by Lang to Olsen. Set up for Jankowicz. That one is received by Lustig. Root sets it up. That's a block for the Hatchets, and that will drop right on the line. Another block from Macy Jankowicz, number six on the night.
That's what we need. Need a good block, get some momentum. Now we need some aces.
Yep. Now Sophie Olsen will serve for the Hatchets. A sophomore. We'll see if Tomahawk can try and string together a few points in a row here. Olsen's serve is going to go right to Lustig, to Root. Root sets it up for McCune. That goes off the front of the net. I don't think a Hatchet hit it.
No.
Nope. That'll be four.
Yeah.
Another point for Tomahawk.
Never went over the tape, so got to keep it going.
21-8, Ashland leads here in game three. Next serve from Olsen. Line drive serve. Rafa Moran checking out of play. That one went out of the gym.
Sophie's first ace.
So the Hatchets now with three straight after Ashland went on a 13-0 run. They had a 17-0 run in game two. Olsen's next serve received by Bachler. Root sets it up for McCune. She tries a kill received by Schultz. That's sent right back over by Albert. Root sets it up for Morgan Anderson. And that is off of one of the Hatchet players. I think it was off of Olsen.
Yeah.
And now Ashland will get the point. It's now 22-9.
Another error. That ball was clearly out, and Sophie went for it and just touched it.
So 22-9. Ashland leads here in game three. They have a chance to go up two games to one on the Hatchets. Bachler, Gabe Bauer, Olsen to Jankowicz. That one is received nicely by Root. And that one sent back over by Morgan Anderson. Sammy Gabe Bauer keeps it alive. Sophie Olsen for Macy Jankowicz. They're going to say it was a point. Yes, it was off one of the Ore Dockers. So Tomahawk will get the point.
Another kill for Macy.
22-10. And now Claire Albert will serve for the Hatchets here. This is a chance for them to claw back a little bit here. See if you can gain a little bit of momentum.
That's definitely what they got to get.
We've seen long runs by the Ore Dockers. Let's see if the Hatchets can put one together. Received. That's an ace. Nobody received that pass from a Ravchik.
Claire's second ace of the night.
And now Tomahawk on a little bit of a run themselves. They're on a 5-2 run. Here comes the next serve from Albert. Albert received by Lustig. Root tries to set it up for Lustig. That one is very well dropped over the net. Great kick from Cassidy Lustig, 23-11.
Yeah, she hit the open spot. Really good angle on that.
Ashland 2 points away from going up 2-1 here in this best of five. Next serve coming from Molly McCune. And McCune's serve will go right to Kaylee Schultz. Schultz to Olsen. Sets it up for Jankiewicz. That is an attempted block that could not go over the net. Another kill for Jankiewicz.
She hit that straight right into that block and straight down.
So now Jankiewicz and Gabe Bauer will come out. Sophie Olsen and Ashley Beck will come in the game. So we'll see Anna Calkins. And Savannah Zach is back in as libero for the Orr Dockers. Here comes the next serve from Ashley Beck. And Beck's right-hand serve sent over to Lustig. Root tries to set it up for Anderson.
It's a double.
Looks like a double hit on Ashley. Yep. That'll be another point for the Hatchets. Slowly starting to claw back a bit.
A back set all the way across the court, and her timing was just a little bit off.
Yep. Next serve coming from Beck. That goes right over the net to Lustig. Root tries to set it up for Morgan Anderson. Tries to drop it in. Good job by Calkins to keep it in play. Bachler tries to set it up. Root will send it right back over the net. Albert with the set right to Schultz. To Kaylee Schultz. And that is another block for the Orr Dockers. That time coming from Ava Moravchik. And it's now game point for Ashland.
Yeah, they set it to the outside. But it was back off the net. Easy for Ashland to read the block.
And now Gabe Bauer will come back in. And now it's game point for the Orr Dockers coming from Morgan Anderson. That goes right to Albert. Olsen sets it up for Calkins. That block goes off to the right and out of play. So still game point for Ashland. And now Geneva Duggar will come in the game for the Orr Dockers as Anderson will take a seat. Emerson Lang will serve for the Hatchets. Lang's serve will go right to Bachler. Bachler to Root. Root to Lustig. Lustig tries to drop it in. Lang with a set to Schultz. That'll be sent right back over by Sammy Gabauer. From one libero to the next to Zach. And that one goes off the front of the net. Attempted kill from Moravchik does not work. Tomahawk rolling on thin ice here, 24-15.
All the more points they can get is more momentum for that next game.
Yep, there you go. Here comes Lang. Lang to Bachler. Root sets it up for Moravchik. Yeah. That drops in. And Ashland takes game three. So Ashland takes game three. They lead 2-1. They take game three 25-15. We'll be back with game four right after this here on WJJQ.
Come on, choose health and motion for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you're experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on, choose health and motion for you.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
At Rylander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. Here's what Josh had to say about Rylander Toyota. Excellent and efficient service. One quick stop and you're out the door with your new whip. Also, free ices. Insert smiley emoji. Experience the Rylander Toyota difference yourself and let us welcome you to our family.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Sunbird Gymnasium in Ashland. Tomahawks dropping game three of the best of five. They now trail 2-1 as we head into set four. Needless to say, must-win set here for the Hatchets.
Yes, they got to come out, and they cannot let Ashland get a big run like that. They got to figure out a way to stop those runs.
Yep. 17-0 run for Ashland in game two, 13-0 runs in game three that led to their game two and game three wins. So they now lead 2-1 over the Hatchets. Tomahawk trying to avoid a second straight loss to Ashland. They were swept by them on their home court last year.
Yeah.
So the teams will switch sides. Ashland will go from left to right. Tomahawk serving from right to left. And the Ore Dockers will serve to begin game four. It will be Sonia Root serving for Ashland to begin game four. Here comes the first serve of game four from Sonia Root. That one drops right into Sammy Gaybauer. Tried to be touched in, and Tomahawk could not keep it alive.
Yep, it was a great serve, and Sammy had a little overpass.
Yep, a little bit of an overpass from Sammy, and not the kind that you see on the highway.
No, got to get that down. Get it to the setter.
So here comes the next serve from Sonia Root. Ashland up 2-1 here in this best of five. Root's next serve goes right to Gaybauer. Sophie Olsen. Sets it up for Jankiewicz. By Moravchik to Root. Root sets it up for Lustig. That one goes right to Gaybauer. Good job by her to keep it alive. Olsen to Claire Albert. That's too far out. Too far out on the far side. 2-0 Ashland again.
I think that's either 4 or 5 that Claire's trying to hit that cross-court spot. I'd like to see her go deep cross-court.
And again, this goes to show also how tough the Hardo North Conference could be also because you got teams like Spooner, Ladysmith, St. Croix Falls, Cameron, Cumberland in that Hardo North Conference. Here comes the next serve from Root, received by Gaybauer. Olsen sets it up for Emerson Lang. Could not get that over the net.
Yeah,
Three straight to begin for Ashland. Go ahead.
That set was pushed out, so Emerson already started in, so she was leaning away when she hit that ball.
So another serve coming from Sonia Root. The Ore Dockers with 3 straight points to begin game four. Not what you want if you're Tomahawk.
No, we need to break this right here.
Here comes the next serve from Root. That one is received by Gaybauer. Schultz keeps it alive. Emerson Lang, are they going to say a double hit?
Yep, they
will.
Kaylee Schultz had a double. Sammy dove for that ball, popped it up in the air. It was low. Tough to defend.
Yep. Another hot start for the Ore Dockers here. They lead 4-0 here in game four. Next serve coming from Root. That one goes right to Gaybauer. Gaybauer to Olsen. It's going to be set up for Albert. That one's dug out by Anderson. Now Bachler tries to send it in over the net and does. Albert to Olsen. Olsen sets it up for Albert. That's out. No, they're going to say it was off of one of the Ore Dockers. So a point for Tomahawk. So the Hatchets will get their first point here at game four.
Well, they need some momentum, and that's one way to start it.
And there you go. Claire Albert will now serve for the Hatchets. Albert at one point at 3 straight aces, and the team's win over Mosinee last year, breaking that 56-match Great Northern Conference winning streak. Anderson tries to send it over the net. That is out. I don't think any of the Hatchets touched it. No. Wait, hold on. Yes, they say yes.
They say it bounced off the block.
Say it bounced off one of the Hatchets, so it's now Ore Dockers point. It's 5-1.
I'd like to see some tighter coverage when they're going up the block. They're hanging back.
Bachler with the serve. Gaybauer receives it. Albert. Jankiewicz will have to send it right back over the net to Zach. Zach to Root. Root tries to set it up. Now it's blocked by Jankiewicz. Able to keep it alive. And now Root tries to send it. Gaybauer with the receive. Olsen to Kaylee Schultz. That goes off the front of the net. Mm. Now the pressure is starting to get to Tomahawk here in this fourth set.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get balls down.
Yep.
Keep hitting them into the net.
One of the big bright spots, by the way, for Tomahawk has been Macy Jankiewicz. He's got 7 blocks tonight.
Yeah.
Next serve coming from Bachler. Gaybauer to Olsen. Jankiewicz, that one goes off the front of the net.
Yep. She tried to push that one down, but she was too far off the back of the net or off the net, so hit it straight down, but on our side.
Timeout called by Tomahawk will take one as well. Ashland with a 7-1 lead here in game four. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this.
Hilgi's LP Gas of Tomahawk reminds you if your summer plans include a building or remodeling project, then think Carrier for your home or business heating and cooling operations and available at Hilgi's. With a new line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life. And during the summer season, your furnace plays a vital role in moving refreshing, conditioned air from your cooling system through your home or business. So no matter what your home comfort needs, you can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue or call Hilgi's at 453-3505.
And welcome Welcome back, everyone. Hatchet Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk trailing Ashland in game four, 7-1. They trail 2-1 here in this best of five. And Ashland serving from left to right. It is Bachler with the next serve. Bachler with the serve right to Claire Albert. Albert, that one tried to be dropped in. Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be a carry on Tomahawk. Another point for the Oerdockers.
Another overpass. Ashland put it back. Macy did all she could to try and get that back over, but it was in her hand too long.
So 8-1. Ashland leads Tomahawk. Albert with the serve receive. That's sent right back over. Another overpass.
And
a court violation on Sophie Olson.
Sophie Olson was in the net. Momentum carried her in.
Yep. 9-1 Ashland
gotta
leads.
Got to get passes right.
Here comes the next serve from Bachler. To Lang. Lang to Olson. Sets it up for Jankowicz. That's a good kill.
There we had a great pass. Perfect set. And Macy was able to take advantage of it.
Macy Jankowicz has been one of the big bright spots for this Hatchet team so far tonight. She's got 4 kills and 7 blocks. And now she will come out. Ashley Beck will serve up for the Hatchets. Emerson Lang will also take a seat. Well, let's see what Ashley Beck can do here for this Hatchet team. See if they can get on a bit of a run here. That goes right to Bachler. Bachler to Root sets it up for Lustig. That one is dropped right in the fire pit again.
Right there. You have three girls, and they're all looking at each other. Somebody's got to step up and be aggressive and say, I'm going to get them.
Macy Jankowicz will come back in for Ashley Beck.
And Sammy back in for Macy.
There you go. 10-2, Ashland leads here. Molly McCune with the serve. That'll go right to Gaybauer. Gaybauer to Olson. Sets it up for Kaylee Schultz. That one is right on the line, I think. Yes, it is. Kaylee Schultz will get a kill.
That one was a very, very nice line shot. It was wide open, and she took advantage of it.
Emerson Lang will now serve for the Hatchets here. When Lang was on that squad that helped also send Tomahawk to the sectional final last year. And Lang's first serve of this game goes right to Root. Root to Muracic. Ooh. That is out, I believe. Yes, it is.
Out.
I don't think it was tipped. No deflection. So it will be point four Tomahawk. Wait, are they going to say, hold on.
No, she's not signaling a touch. It's.
So it is point for the Hatchets, yes. The head official says yes, point for Tomahawk, and now Emerson Lang will serve again. I was going to say, I didn't see a touch.
No, it wasn't even close.
Savannah Zach receives the serve. Root tries to set it up, and that's another block for the Hatchets. That time coming from Sienna Calkins.
Sienna had perfect, perfect position on that one.
Here you go, 3 straight points. This is a run that Hatchets could go on here, see if they could keep it going.
Yep, you got to keep this momentum going.
Here comes the next serve from Lang. That one goes right to Lustig. Lustig to Root, setting it up. And that one's going to be sent right back over by Anderson. Miscommunication there offensively.
Free ball. Got to take advantage of it. But.
And that is going to be a net violation on Sophie Olson again.
She floated into it. But, again, the pass was too close to the net.
Yeah.
You got to get the passes back.
So now here comes the next serve for Ashland, this time from Morgan Anderson. Ashland with an 11-5 lead here in game four of this best of five. Next serve from Anderson. It's going to be received by Albert.
Another overpass.
And another overpass that's going to drop in right over the net for Ashland again. It's 12-5. They are about halfway through. They're about halfway to getting the match victory. And now another sub coming for the Hatchets. It's going to be Chloe Buckwalter coming back in for Sophie Olson. So Buckwalter was out for most of game three.
Yep.
And now she comes back in midway through game four. See if they can get something going here. Anderson goes right to Gaybauer. To Buckwalter. That's going to be set up for Calkins. And that drops in the fire pit.
Yep. Right there.
Nice soft kill from Sienna Calkins.
It was a great read. She had a single block up at the net, and everybody was spread out, so it was perfect timing.
Sarah Gaybauer comes back in for Kaylee Schultz for Tomahawk. And meanwhile, Ashland will bring back in Geneva Duggar. So Sarah Gaybauer will now serve. Tomahawk trailing 12-6. Need to get on a bit of a run here, try and trim into this lead. That serve by Gaybauer is too far.
Sarah's second miss serve. Deep.
So 13-6 now. Ashland leads here in game four. Well, the scoreboard says 12-6. They haven't flipped it yet. Next serve coming, this time from Lustig. Gaybauer, Buckwalter to Albert. That one goes off of Zach. Can Ashland keep it alive? They will. Good job by Duggar to keep it alive. Here comes Gaybauer. Gaybauer, that's going to be set up for Calkins. That goes off of one of the Oerdockers. Kept alive by Zach to Bachler and sent right back over by Root. Sarah Gebauer to Chloe Buckwalter. And Albert, that one was way too close to the net.
Yep. That was a great back and forth. A lot of digs, but that set was just too close to the net.
So 14-6.
Hold on. Look, antenna must be crooked.
It looks like it.
Yep.
Crooked antenna. I want to make sure that those antennas are about as straight as you can get it.
Yeah. Now we got to get this ball back.
Yep.
Right here.
14-6. Ashland leads here in game four. They lead the best of five, 2-1. Next serve coming from Lustig goes right to Calkins. Buckwalter sets it up for Albert. That kill is out. Oh.
Good
missed
swing
by a hair.
She was trying for that line shot. Again,
yep.
It was open, but
just got to place it.
Just turned her body a little too much.
And again, Ashland, ever since game one, has dominated this match.
Yeah.
Next serve coming from Lustig. That goes right to Emerson Lang. To Buckwalter, sets it up for Calkins. That one is saved by the Orndockers. Muravchik sends it right back over the net. Unbelievable. Buckwalter tries to set it up for Albert. She punches it over the net. That is Zach with another dig, and that one is dropped in by Bachler.
Yep. Right in that spot. Nobody was there.
This Ashland team is very athletic.
Very. The digs that they just got, they were diving all over the place, but getting the ball placed up where they could play it.
Yep. Sophie Olsen back in for Chloe Buckwalter. Here comes the next serve from Lustig. Goes right to Emerson Lang. Olsen tries to set it up for Albert that time. That one is going to be received by Zach to Geneva Duggar and sent right back over by Bachler. Olsen sets it up for Calkins. She'll have to drop it in. And now Root to Lustig. Oh, Bachler slips. Able to still get it over the net, though. Gebauer to Olsen. Set up for Albert. That one goes right to Savannah Zach off the deflection. Sonia Root to Bachler. Bachler sends it right back in. Gebauer. Albert will just drop it in over the net. Good dig again that time from Zach. Here comes a kill from Lustig. That drops right to Gabe to Emerson Lang. Sophie Olsen to Calkins. That one's dropped right back in over the net by Ava Muravchik.
That time when Sienna was going for that tip, she projected. So she showed her hand right away. And Ashland was able to push it back over. A lot of times when you're going for that tip, you want to kind of be sneaky. You bring your arm back like you're going to hit.
Yep.
And then at the last second, tip it. But
so 17-6, Ashland with another big lead here. They have scored five straight. Next serve from Lustig to Lang. Lang to Sophie Olsen. Calkins tries again. That one goes off the front of the net.
Yeah. So that one was a low set, and Sienna tried to hit it.
Timeout called by Katie Denton. She wants to talk it over. We'll go ahead and take one as well. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose. Because you do anything for your kids, that's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Sunbird Gymnasium in Ashland. And the Orndockers have essentially dominated the last 2 2/3 games of this match. After Tomahawk took game one, Ashland now with an 18-6 lead in game four and a chance to close this out. Lustig's next serve is received by Gebauer right back over the net. And now that one's dropped right back in by the Hatchets. Dropped right back in again by Jankowicz. A little bit of back and forth. Is that out? Yes, it is.
Ooh.
That was very close. That was very close.
They almost let another one drop in, but Claire had a very good vision of it. She was right there and watched it drop out. A
couple other substitutions coming in for Tomahawk. Macy Jankowicz and Sadie LaBelt will come in for the Hatchets. They'll replace Sienna Calkins and Claire Albert. Question is, how long do you leave Albert out at this moment?
I don't know if they're just resting. It's very hot in this gym.
Yes, it is.
Early season.
Yeah,
but
it is.
I think the coaches just wanted to talk to her about maybe some placement.
Bachler's kill attempt is received by Gebauer. Sent over Jankowicz. Good job by the Orndockers keeping it alive. Lustig. Sonia Root tries a kill, and that's out. 18-8. Tomahawk's got to start slowly chipping in this league. Got to put five or six straight points together here. Get themselves back into this game.
They have to make a run.
Ashland is 7 points away from taking this match. Served by Sammy Gaybauer, received by the Orr Dockers. Set up. Moravchik drops that one in over the net for another kill.
Yeah. That one hit right in the middle. The defense is kind of spread out. It's a perimeter defense, but they're really staying close to the lines.
And again, Ava Moravchik was a freshman phenom last year for the Orr Dockers. She has definitely shown her growth in this match today. Moravchik, that one sent over to Lang. Olsen sets it up for Jankiewicz. Good dig that time by Duggar. And now Bachler sends it over to Emerson Lang. Lang to Olsen. She'll set it up. Jankiewicz tries again. That one goes off the net about three or four times. None of the Orr Dockers touched it. And Ashland gets another point. It's 20-8. They're 5 points away from taking this match.
Tomas got to dig down right here.
Yep, Moravchik's next serve coming.
Start with a good pass.
And who steps up? Moravchik serve, that's out. That'll help.
There we go.
That one is out on the far side. And right. Tomahawk will serve again. Here comes Sophie Olsen. And now Moravchik will come out. And Savannah Zach, their libero, will come in. Next serve coming from Sophie Olsen. Zach receives it. To Root, sets it up for Bachler, received by Sammy Gaybauer, but could not keep it in play.
Sammy had a great dig on that one, but it flew out of bounds.
Another substitution for the Orr Dockers. This time it's going to be Morgan Anderson coming in for Geneva Duggar. And now serving for Ashland is going to be Sonia Root. Sonia Root, the honorable mention All Heart of North Conference setter from last season. She's going to be vying for first team All Conference in the Heart of North this year. And is received poorly that time by Sadie LaBelle, and another ace for the Orr Dockers. And that seems to be the same song, different dance for these last three games. Ashland now 3 points away from taking this match. Here comes the next serve from Sonia Root. As Tomahawk trails 22-9, Root's serve is going to be received by Emerson Lang. To Olsen, sets it up for Jankiewicz, and that's out.
Oh, just out.
Just out.
Great
missed
angle
it by that
shot.
Much.
Good power on it. But
missed
just,
it by about a hair.
Just too much.
Ashland now 2 points away. Serve coming from Sonia Root. Root's next serve is a line drive serve right to Sarah Gaybauer. Sophie Olsen with the save. Macy Jankiewicz tries to drop it in. Goes right to McCune. Set right back up for McCune and another kill. And now it's match point for the Orr Dockers. Ashland 24-9, Ashland, and it's been all Ashland here for the last three games.
Yeah, they have dominated.
So here comes the next serve from Sonia Root. Root serve goes right to Gaybauer. Olsen, Gaybauer has to try and send it over the net. Does not work.
No.
And there you go. Ashland takes the match 3-1. They win. Game 4, 25-9 over Tomahawk. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show right after this here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
Since 1975, Tomahawk Builder Supply has been serving our Lincoln County and surrounding communities with lumber, trusses, engineered wood products, Anderson windows, cabinets, countertops, Benjamin Moore paints and stains, and a full line of building materials and supplies. Whatever your building needs, the friendly and knowledgeable building experts and staff will be pleased to help you ensure your building project will be a success. Locally owned and operated, Tomahawk Builders Supply, located one block off Main Street in downtown Tomahawk.
Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union would like to welcome our listening audience to the radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student-athletes and are proud to support our young people, their dedicated coaches, and all the great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713, and proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and all of our podcasts.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Richard D. Sundberg Gymnasium here in Ashland. Tomahawk dropping the set to Ashland here, 3-1. Keith, what was your takeaway from tonight's match?
The biggest thing I saw was our serve receive and our passing. It was way up. Now, credit to Ashland. They had great servers.
Yes.
They were tough serves.
Mm-hmm.
But Tomahawk just seemed to be back on their heels, and they weren't passing it up. I'd like to see them be more mobile, passing that ball. Like in the first game, it seemed like they were moving more. And then they just kind of got back on their heels. And the passing and serve receive set everything else up.
Yeah.
And as we saw.
Yeah. And I think the big thing also, this Ashland team to me, even though I don't know if they're necessarily better than last year, they're a lot more athletic than they were last year.
They were diving and they were picking up balls that we thought were going to be out.
Yes.
And they were moving all over the place. Tomahawk seemed to be a little more, like I said, back on their heels. They weren't moving. They were reaching for balls.
Yep.
They weren't getting their bodies in front of them. And a lot of the hitting, the body position was off. Your hips were facing too far away, and they're hitting out of bounds. So the good thing is they've got film on all this.
Yep.
They can look at it this week and work on it till Saturday.
Yeah, and the big thing also, I think, with this Hatchet team, there is, like we said, a lot of seniors, but a lot of these girls haven't been in the starting lineup for this Hatchet team because you're not only replacing Megan Schultz, you're replacing Alyssa Zahner, who was a phenomenal outside hitter, and you're replacing Mackenzie Scholes, who is also probably one of the best setters in the Great Northern Conference last year.
Easily, yeah. And the timing they had was great, and we have the same passers, basically.
Yeah.
So the passing should still be good.
Yes.
And you got to get it up there and give, because we've got young, I shouldn't say young setters. Chloe's a senior, and Sophie's younger, but you got to get that ball to them so they can set it up and get our hitters to hit.
And the big thing, I think, also is that this stuff can be corrected.
Oh, yeah.
It can be corrected.
Easily.
It can be easily corrected, but at least you know what to expect, because now you got the conference play starting next week also, and this is not going to fly if you play like that in the Great Northern Conference. Sorry to be a little bit harsh, but that's how it has to go.
Yeah, so I have a sneaking suspicion there's going to be a lot of serve receive and a lot of passing drills this week.
I would definitely agree with you there.
Yeah.
So, again, Tomahawk falls to Ashland tonight, 3-1. Tomahawk loses. You get the final numbers here, 25-22, 11-25, 15-25, 9-25. Macy Jankowicz, pretty much the star of the night. She had seven blocks and four kills. Claire Albert with 7 kills and a couple of aces.
Yeah.
Sienna Calkins with 5 kills. Haley Scholes with 5 kills as well. But, again, it was the digging and the serve receiving and the serving of Ashland that was the difference in this match.
Yeah, they served really good, tough balls. They were making girls move, and they had a good top spin ball.
Yes.
Which goes all the way to the back, it carries, and it drops right in.
Yep, there you go.
It's difficult to defend, but the easiest thing is just to move up.
Yes.
Catch it when it's at its higher point.
But, yes.
So hopefully they're going to be hitting those balls, same kind of balls that these girls get used to that.
Yep.
And something they can correct.
Yep. And again, they've got another invite coming up this weekend. They have a chance to go ahead and reset themselves. They at least have 4 or 5 days to go ahead and reset themselves before they head down to D.C. Everest for their next invite. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show right after this here on WJJQ.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory,
1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182. And online, generationsfuneral.com.
No coupon or club card needed. The savings are automatic today at Triggs. Clear out some freezer room because Pep's Draft House pizzas are on sale at a stock-up price, only $6.99 a piece for those Pep's pizzas. Get a case of 24 bottles of Pure Life water by Nestle for $3.99. Stone Ridge Creamery ice cream and sherbet, two containers for $6. And those little containers of Dan and Greek yogurt are 4 for $5. And you don't need a coupon or a club card to get these savings. You save automatically when you shop at Triggs.
Tomahawk Appliance at Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and Athletes. Tomahawk Appliance at Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwoods since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance at Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student-athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
To families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
And we're back one final time here on the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show, on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Again, Tomahawk falls to Ashland 3-1 here in the best of five. Tomahawk drops to 4-5 on the season. Ashland drops to 4-4. Keith, I'll go ahead and give you some final thoughts before I preview the next broadcast.
Well, like I said, the passing, serve, receive, that's got to get the most practice this week. And, you know, I'd like to see some tougher serving, too.
Yep.
They had serves that were in. You know, we had a few long, but they weren't difficult serves. I'd like to see them lower, closer to that net, underneath that antenna, and more lasers.
Again, Tomahawk loses to Ashland in 4 games tonight. They lose 25-22, 11-25, 15-25, 9-25. Tomahawk Volleyball will be back in action this weekend when they travel out to D.C. Everest for their next invite. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be on Friday. I went all the way up to the UP. Tomorrow I'm taking a trip all the way down to the water park capital of the world on Friday, the Wisconsin Dells, for Tomahawk football against Kingdom Prep Lutheran of Wauwatosa. Fairman Orthodontics pregame shows at 5:35, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Quick programming note as well, Scott Nye will join me in the broadcast booth. Next broadcast of Hatchet Volleyball will be a week from tonight. We'll be back in Tomahawk, home sweet home, to open Great Northern Conference play against Anago. should be a good one as well. That's going to do it here from Sunbird Gymnasium in Ashland. Keith, thank you very much for joining me on the broadcast. Appreciate it. Looking forward to calling some more volleyball with you this season. Thank you very much to Ashland's athletic director for the hospitality. Thank you very much also to the coach, Sarah Moravchik, for getting us rosters and starting lineups. And thank you very much to Greg and Drew back at the studio for making sure we're on the air and sounding good. That's going to do it from Ashland here tonight. For everyone at WJJQ, this is Alex Cook signing off. And from Sunbird Gymnasium, everyone, good night.
You've been listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, SUNY Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ Tomahawk.